Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
There's a charge on my account, my business account, that I did not do, did not authorize it. My name is the only name on it, and how they got my information and my card number and stuff, I have no idea. But I'd like to have my money put back in my account because I did not authorize any of this. I don't do stuff like that on my business account.
Thank you, ma'am. I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. I do need to first pull up the account. So do you mind providing me with the zip code and the first and last name that's associated with the account, ma'am?
24211 is my zip code. And the name on the account is Lakeshore Campground. It is my, and it says store account under my name.
Okay, I'm not locating account with that name. What was the other, would there be another name that could be on the account?
Robin Necessary.
Thank you for that. Can I have the shipping address on the account?
It's 19417 County Park Road.
Thank you.
The other lady said something about a Dyson giveaway. I don't do stuff like that on the internet, especially with my business account.
I'm not looking at account with that shipping address. Would there be a different shipping address that could be associated with that?
Well, my home address, but my home address is not on that account.
Let's just try that. See if I can throw it up with that.
23484 Shell Road, Abingdon, Virginia. But that account is at my business location, not my home address.
Okay, so I've pulled up an account with that information today. I do see that the 23484 Shell Road is the address that is on file with us today. So just to verify, I do see I'm looking over the account. This was in regards to a contest entry for Vacuum. You also signed up for the meal planning app, as it stated in the terms and conditions. Order was placed online, ma'am.
No, ma'am, I did not do that.
Do you remember ever entering a contest or placing any type of order online, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. Did anyone else in your household ever enter a contest for like a vacuum or an iPhone or anything that would have allowed them to place this order for the meal plan?
No.
Okay, ma'am. I will be more than happy to assist you with filing this as fraud, ma'am. Now, I do need to verify the email address we have on file is necessaryr55@gmail.com. Is that a good email to reach you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And also, just to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank for this charge?
I haven't contacted them. I just seen it on my phone, and I thought, well, I'll call this number and see what this is, you know, before I contacted the bank.
I understand, ma'am. Thank you for verifying that.
But I don't do anything like that through my business account at all.
Okay. I'm currently...
And my name is the only one on that account.
I understand, ma'am. Well, I will be more than happy to assist you with filing a fraud claim. Now, I do want to let you know, whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact your local authorities provide them with the IP address that is on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of that device that was used when the order was placed online.
Okay.
Your local authorities will also go ahead and verify the location of where this order took place when it was placed online.
Okay.
Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I did not do this.
I understand, ma'am. I'm filing this as fraud. Please stand in line.
Now, what was you asking me? Yeah, the left. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the left one's open.
If you, I'll pay you if you need me to pay you.
Just a couple of days.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I sure appreciate it.
Okay.
Tell me to do that.
Not much. He had to lay back down this morning.
Yeah.
One of them days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, appreciate it.
I'm
okay.
Working on the fraud claim for you, ma'am. Thank you for your
okay.
patience.
Thank you. I'm in.
You're welcome. I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Uh-huh.
I'm working on that fraud claim. Thank you for your patience.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am, I have gone ahead and got this, filed this fraud for you today, ma'am. I'm just working on the refunds as we speak. I'll have that confirmation number shortly for you. Thank you for
okay.
your patience. Okay, ma'am. So the account has been filed as fraud.
Okay.
I have refund confirmation numbers whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
So your refund amount you'll be getting back is going to be for the $39.89.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So that is going to be for the charge that was done on 10/17. That's your first refund amount. Your refund confirmation number for that is going to be 666-859-9075.
666 8599075.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and your second refund is going to be for the charge that was done on 11/16, ma'am. Okay, and that charge will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. That'll be $39.89 as well. Your confirmation number is 67447877719.
Okay. 67447. That's as far as I got.
And it's gonna be 7877.
7 7 8.
Nope. Let's start from the beginning.
Let's start at
67.
Okay.
44.
Yes, ma'am.
78.
Okay.
77.
Okay.
19.
All right.
Yes, ma'am, and that's the confirmation number.
Okay. And there'll be no other charges to my account.
Your account's closed out, ma'am.
Thank you so
much.
Not
any more charges going forward. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too, honey. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.